Well, joining us now is the puzzle master, Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Michelle.
And I understand it's your birthday today, so happy birthday.
Thank you. 49 today.
Please tell me that you do not force your friends to answer puzzles before they come to your birthday parties.
Oh, I often have puzzles and games at my parties, sure.
Well, my father-in-law is part of the French National Crossword Puzzlers Association.
How about
And they're
that?
Meeting this year in the Champagne region, so I'll have them toast to you, and maybe you can join their party.
Oh, that would be great.
Sounds like a good one. All right, well, let's get started. First of all, repeat the challenge that you gave us last week.
Yes, it came from listener Len Abiuso of Malvern, New York. I asked, what common eight-letter word written in lowercase letters can be transformed into another eight-letter word by turning two letters in it upside down? And as hints, I said, both words are hyphenated. The hyphen is in the same place in both words. And the two letters that are changed are the same. What words are they?
And what was your answer?
The answer is ping pong to ding dong.
Well, we received 150 responses to this week's puzzle. And our winner, which is, of course, chosen at random, as always, is Nancy Pepin from Reno, Nevada. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there, Michelle.
How are you doing out there?
I'm fine, thanks. Hi, Will.
How'd you solve the puzzle, Nancy?
Well, I started thinking of letters I knew that inverted, and so as soon as I came up with a few, I put them into four-letter combinations with hyphens, and of course, ping pong comes right up. It took a couple of minutes.
And what do you do out there?
Well, I'm a watercolor painter, but my day job is I'm graphic designer of games.
Very
games
good.
Games for gambling.
Slot machines, I hear.
Yes, that's right.
Great. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I have been playing the puzzle for many years, and I think I've been submitting answers for about 5 years regularly.
Now, I hear a friend of yours.
Yes, a friend of mine in Arizona got to be on the show, my friend Terry in Arizona, a couple of years ago, and I was so unbelievably jealous.
Well, then here's your challenge to catch up with your friend, and are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Nancy and Michelle, today I've brought a no-good puzzle. Every answer is a word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are N and G, which may be repeated as often as necessary.
Okay.
Now, besides N and G, all the letters are vowels. For example, if I said motor, you would say engine. All right, number one is a Christmas drink.
Christmas string.
Drink.
White,
drink.
Maybe.
Oh, drink. Nog.
Make that
eggnog.
A six-letter. Eggnog is right. Number two, a nine-sided figure.
That's a nonagon.
Nonagon, also enneagon. Either way, either answer is right. A young actress.
Oh, a young actress. An ingenue.
Ingenue is right.
It's in French.
An informal term for the head.
The noggin.
Noggin, excellent. Meshing as gears.
Let's see. Engaging.
Engaging is right. A French painter. In Tahiti.
Oh, that would be Gauguin.
Excellent. Going out in a game of rummy.
Not a card player myself.
I'm not a card player. Let me think. What would you do in rummy? Gin?
Uh-huh. And going out would be? Just make that in gerund form.
Oh, well, like ginning?
Ginning. Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Site of the 1998 Winter Olympics.
Was that Japan? Was that Nagano?
Yes. Nagano, I think it is. Very good. Mm-hmm. Now, your next one is a two-word phrase, and your clue is happening.
Must be something on. Going on.
Yeah, going on is right. Now, a three-word answer, a reply to a shrew.
Oh, shrew.
It's
Michelle,
the
in here.
It's the same word said three times.
Oh, it is. Okay. Let's see.
Three letters. And you know what
shrew is? Nag, nag, nag.
Nag, nag, nag is right.
Nag, nag, yeah.
And your last one, a closing cry of an auctioneer.
Gone. Going, gone.
Going is correct.
Great. Nancy, you did well. I think you caught up to your friend Terry.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Well, for playing Puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, the Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Now tell us what your public radio station is out there.
My public radio stations are KKTO from Lake Tahoe and KUNR from Reno.
Nancy Pepin from Reno, Nevada, thank you very much for playing Puzzle with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, now then, Will, it's time to give us a new challenge to work on this week. What do we have?
Well, I've brought a real-life puzzle, something that actually happened to me. Last week, I was on a toll road where I had to pay 35 cents at the next toll booth. The only coins I had were a quarter and a dime. Unfortunately, they were stuck together by some dried Coca-Cola, and I couldn't pry them apart with my fingers or anything else in the car. Now, I couldn't throw the stuck-together coins in the toll basket because the machine wouldn't register them, and I didn't want to wait in the long line for the cars that didn't have exact change. Fairly quickly, I figured out a way to separate the coins. I had already tried knocking them against the dashboard and the side of the car, and that didn't work. I couldn't stick anything between them because they were stuck too tightly together. What did I do to separate the coins and get myself through the exact change lane of the toll booth?
Okay, well, I'm sure some people out there on their August drives will think about that. And when you have the answer, please send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. Only one entry per person. Deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your daytime and your evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're our winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us on his birthday from New York. So thanks, Will.
Thanks, Michelle.